podcast is brought to you by the 99 Network, New Michigan's premier spot for all your local podcast needs.
Kill my
mind. Warning. This podcast has language of a mature nature. Spencer and Eddie don't know what they are talking about, and in no way should be taken seriously. They are idiots. In fact, this podcast should not be listened or viewed by anyone. But regardless, welcome to the Basement Bar. Beers and Babble. Cheers.
Smell like a fucker. I made you pretty late.
Holy shit.
Hold on, don't start it.
Oh, that was perfect, right, too. Jesus.
Just record that one part.
Yeah, just record it. Yeah, yeah. Edit out.
Man, welcome back to the Basement Bar Beers and Babble. We are having a whack attack tonight. We got the wider range of conversations crew. Guys. Eric and Rick. Rick and Eric.
Yes.
Back here. And they brought gifts. They brought food and this amazing, authentic tequila from Mexico.
No, the tequila is not from Mexico. The tequila is Terramana, which is the rocks tequila. The glasses are from Mexico.
Oh, shit. Okay. All right. I misunderstood.
I'm so scared for this. I'm so scared. So, you're never supposed to sniff tequila before you drink it. Isn't that a thing?
I don't know.
It smells like fucking nail polish remover.
Yeah.
Ugh. Gross.
Cheers.
So we're doing this now?
Yeah. We'll start with the tequila.
All right. Sounds good. Down the hatch, eh?
I'm sorry. Can we talk about Eddie's dry heave? He just dry heaved?
Oh, bunch of bitches.
Like, he's just like,
he turned into cat throat.
Tequila's not supposed to fucking taste.
I can't do it anymore.
Tequila.
I can't do the cat vomit noise anymore because your kid does it better than I do.
So. Oh my God.
I've given up my title as cat vomit champion.
I kind of want to hear it though a little bit.
I can't do it anymore. Okay. I lost
That's
it.
That's right. You retired.
Listen, did we put it on the, we didn't put it on the episode. You're right.
The clip of it. Yeah. I put the video up on Instagram. Shit. You all right, boys?
I'm good. I'm great now.
Fucking Eddie was the one that was like,
I got a fucking rumbling in my tumbly. I tell you what.
I can't do tequila.
Tequila.
Tequila Mockingbird.
Sounds like your fucking neighbor's name.
Tequila?
Tequila
the crackhead.
Tequila the crackhead. The quackhead.
She's funny. Out there like, hey, I was hey like, guys, what's going on?
Yeah, for real.
Heard you want to come do a show.
The first time we went to fucking TNT Toys, we came back and she was on the front porch. Yeah. I didn't believe him. Like there's been stories, but I've never actually seen her. Mm-hmm. And she's on the front porch. She's like, it's a great day we're having today, isn't it? And I'm like, it sure is, bitch. How's your fucking day? All rainbows and sunshine, I'm sure. But she's just like on her phone doing shit. I'm like, damn.
Jesus.
I did not lie.
Tequila.
I love
That's
it.
That's her name now, isn't
Holy
it?
Holy shit. Yep.
What you guys been watching?
I know,
right?
I'm sorry. That threw me off so much, that fucking tequila. Well, that's good stuff, though. Welcome. Holy shit. It took forever to get you guys back, we're super excited to have you.
It hasn't been that long, has it?
It's been a couple months. Yeah. It's been a couple months, and so we did like a 4-hour recording last night, and then we've got you guys tonight. It's been a hell of a week.
Yeah. After you bullied me to be here and then took the day off.
Yeah, sorry.
I'm like, I got to work in the morning. You're like, I got to be there at 8, too, so you can be there, too. And then the next day, you're like, hey, I took the day off, by the way, for preparation.
Now, if it makes you feel any better, I have to, or I don't have to, but we have a charity event for work tomorrow, and I've been made the table leader apparently, but last year I got hammered at this event and I was really hoping to do that again. So I have to be somewhat coherent, but then I also have to be to work at 6 a.m. Saturday to do some shit in the IT closet. So I told my boss, I was like, yeah, man, I'll be here. I might not be sober, but I'll be here.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Sorry. Spencer, kick off the show proper. Right.
What you guys been watching, man? What you been watching?
Are we ready? Are they ready for the Hoochie Daddy talk?
Shit, yeah.
It's back.
Well, yeah.
Hoochie Daddy, something.
First off, Hoochie Daddy's all the way live.
Get, right, okay.
Put some respect on that.
I'm sorry, I haven't watched. I only know it from
1,000.
Your...
On Soul.
Yeah, I listened to this last episode you guys had out. You did your review in Wonka and Hoochie Daddies, and I'm like, that's the widest spectrum ever. Well,
from. It's because originally we were going to talk about the fucking Quiet on the Set shit with the Nickelodeon stuff.
Oh, okay.
And I'm like, I don't want this sad-ass shit to fucking ruin fucking us being pumped for Hoochie Daddies coming back and shit. I'm like, so at literally like 2 in the morning, I just woke up and was like, yo, I already seen Wonka like twice. Just fucking watch it real quick before we record. Yeah. So he ended up watching it, and that's why we covered that.
Ooh, nice. Fucking Wonka.
I know, we watched it twice this week too. It was phenomenal.
I have a hard time disconnecting and watching something like as a family situation now. So I'm watching it as me, and I'm like, why is this man talking to this child?
It's too much quiet on the set beforehand.
Yeah. Oh, see, I didn't watch any of that. Everybody's been talking about it. Tiffany watched all of it. I haven't seen any of that.
I need to watch it.
If you want your childhood fucked, just
stay away from
it.
Yeah. Oh, shit. I mean, was that you?
What?
Did you just fucking rip ass?
No. I swear to God.
Did I do it? I didn't even realize.
You just got anal leakage over there? Shit.
Is it your ghost? It just smells like rotting shit over here.
Maybe.
Damn.
Who knows? Yeah.
I just did 10 episodes of Ghost or Crackhead, which we're going to play later.
I watched your first episode. That was phenomenal. The network shared it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's why that one's got views.
Yeah. That's just something that we do normally at night on Discord. We'll watch
The
fuck, and then afterwards we'll just put on spooky videos on YouTube and then sit there and freak out and be all freaked out, and then we have to put on like those fail videos so we can go to bed.
Yeah, go ahead.
Colin and I love watching horror flicks, but we have to start it earlier in the day so that we can watch the horror flick and then watch a comedy afterwards so that we don't have fucking weird ass dreams and can actually sleep.
Yeah. Or watching people pass out on roller coasters is apparently.
He did not know that was a thing.
That's so good. That's so much fun.
I didn't know that was a thing.
The videos. He just like, I didn't know this was a thing. So I showed him and he was fucking rolling.
It's so funny. There was one of them where a dude was like going on a roller coaster and he kept passing out and waking up.
They used the windows.
I
showed him that. That's my fucking roller coaster.
That's my favorite. I fucking love that so much.
That was like that was Steve Jobs' last words. Not Steve Jobs.
Well, yeah, he's the one who's dead.
I know, but who's the guy in the wheelchair? Fucking
it was Stephen Hawking.
Yeah, Stephen Hawking's last word. Yeah, it was like boom, 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 boom. The window shut down. Yeah,
figure out those math problems, midget.
No, harder, yes. Now go grab a towel.
I don't like what just happened. It was like,
please, Daddy, yes, please.
It was overly sexualized Zoidberg.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Eric's dying. Right. I can't do a Zoidberg.
That's all I got.
But yeah, Hoochie Daddies.
We'll get to Wonka. I do want to talk about it, but Hoochie my daddy. Continue.
How do you
know what Hoochie Daddies is, by the way? Because you looked at us blank as fuck when we brought it up.
No, I don't.
Because you said you were going to listen to the show, and I know you still haven't.
Hold on. He's like, I
can pull up the receipts, motherfucker. Also, I did listen to your first couple of ones, and you did not have good audio.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, but you said that last podcast, so I totally understood it.
Our audio is still shit. A couple coworkers that started listening to the show are like, man, you need to figure out your levels of mics. I was like, they normally start out okay and then fucking get tweaked because I'm drunk. And
the cloacas and crayfish.
Yeah,
that one.
That's like the very first one.
That's the first one with the bad audio. Because I was in my car on the way to work, and it kept... I was like turning it up, and all of a sudden it's at 40, and then it went to max, and then it was perfect.
Yeah.
So it was wonderful.
It goes to 11.
That was before, that was an old computer. Right?
Yeah, that was before I got my new iMac. And
hey! Roger, welcome to Roger's Pub, Rod.
Is it yours is like a desktop Mac?
Like an iMac, yeah.
Yeah, that's tight.
Yeah.
Those things are fucking
I got a
expensive.
Beer for you, a mic, and headphones right here.
I was walking through a Costco the other day, and I saw one of those like the big ass screens, and Robin wants one, so we walked over there, and I looked, and I was like, yeah, nope, mm-mm, nope. Not the price tag. No. I was like,
I mean, everyone,
you can dream.
Everyone that I've had has lasted me at least 6 years.
Really?
It literally, they go out of date before they die. Like, just to the point where I can't update it anymore. And that's what happened with my old one.
Oh, shit.
Was like, I couldn't update GarageBand any farther. I couldn't do anything else.
That's
where
they get you. And it's planned obsolescence. Like, all right.
That is what they do that with their phones, too.
You can get refurbished Windows Macs online for cheaper. That's where my wife got hers. So she has an iMac. We have two iMacs in the house. Actually, three iMacs in the house.
Oh, my God.
My old one is in my kid's room. She has her own, and then I have mine. Yeah.
Damn. Does your kid play games on his?
He doesn't really. We gave it to him for school, but he doesn't really fuck with it like that.
Yeah. Yeah. I was just about to say, I never knew if iMac was a gaming computer.
Not. Well, I don't think they are. Not really.
How do you know when a blonde has been using a computer?
What's that?
There's whiteout all over the screen.
Fucking mic drop.
Just leaves him. Yeah. Bye, guys.
He's just like, there it is.
Yeah. He's like, I came down here for a cigarette. Eddie fucking bothered me. I had to say something.
It's like, God, stop telling him I'm here.
So anyway, Hoochie Daddies.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Hoochie Daddies.
Yeah, so it's like a reality show about a bunch of manly lesbian black women living in a house together doing fucking challenges to be fucking hooch daddies. They win a fucking a chain and a trip and then like a fucking tattoo. But it's the most ratchet shit you will ever see.
That's fucking awesome.
So what happened was over the summer, I found this on Tubi, just scrolling through Tubi, and I'm like, what in the fuck is this shit? And I watched it. Their fucking microphone's terrible. Fucking everything is terrible just about it. But it's all just, and there's how many women in there?
Eight of them.
And they're all black women, and they're always talking over top of each other.
Yeah.
And they're always just fucking, fucking yelling and whatever.
Yeah, so one of them will say something, and then they just go nuts.
Yeah.
It's kind of like us.
It's like throwing a piece of food in a piranha pool. Like, they say one thing, and it's like, blah, 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 yeah.
But then they have these fucking little side interviews with all of them that are just fucking hilarious.
Yeah. Like talking heads, yeah.
Yeah, little confessional things, and yeah, it's fucking great.
I'm into Vanderpump Rules, all right?
I think that's the white version of
Yeah, you think so?
Yeah, it is, probably. Yeah.
Vanderpump Rules.
I've heard a lot of people say good things about it, but I don't know.
This is crazy right now. One of the biggest cheating scandals that happened. Yeah, it was crazy.
Yeah. I don't know. Were they slinging dicks?
In the first challenge, they were literally throwing dildos into rings.
This is on Tubi.
This is on the new one. The season one's on Tubi. Season two that's coming out like weekly is on YouTube.
Did you hear what he said that?
Yeah.
YouTube TV.
Is this on Tubi? Tubi. Like how I say Taco Bell.
But yeah, their fucking confessional things are the best part because you just. They got grills in, so you can't understand half of the shit they're saying.
Oh, my God. This
and
is
then and they'll just be like, blah, 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 and then you just be like, 1,000, I'm sold.
Fucking, who stole Montana's Oreos?
Yeah, they have this big-ass bitch on the show, and she was like, they were talking about whatever. She's like, hey, y'all seen my Oreos I bought last night? And they're like, what? And it's turned into a whole thing on the internet of like, what happened to her Oreos? She's like, I'm a big man. The only things that matter to me that you don't fuck with are my family, my money, and my food, bro. And he just was like all pissed off about it. And it's just, the shit's hilarious.
Oreos got her heated. Yeah. She said, what the fuck? Where
she
Oreos?
Also owns a business called Montana's Big Ass Burgers.
Nice.
I want to go.
Yeah,
I was. Let's find out where this is. Shout out Hoochie Daddies. They've already like kind of shouted us out.
Yeah,
if you share
that,
if you share their shit, they'll share yours.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh shit. Well, then yeah, we're gonna have to start watching.
Yeah,
the show
Hoochie
too.
Daddies.
We'll have competing reviews.
Shout out Woody.
Me and Rick are gonna get Hoochie Daddy tattoos.
That's tight.
If their logo is literally just like the Warner Brothers logo with an H and a D in it, and just get it somewhere small as fucking inconspicuous,
just like behind your ear or something.
No, that's where they had to get it in season one, was somewhere above the neck.
Spoilers.
We're like, nah, I ain't doing face or whatever, but I'll do this shit on like my ankle or fucking my leg or something.
I'm customer,
right above my ass crack.
I'm customer facing for my current position, so I can't do any of that stuff. But.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Listen,
That's why you have them tattoo your taint. That'll be all right.
Oh, God, that would hurt so much.
That's terrible.
And I would feel awful for the person who would have to do that. Like, you'd have to pay double, you know, if you're tattooing a taint. Well, at least my taint.
Yeah. Yeah. But you could put, like, lick here.
I wouldn't want to fucking, it's my taint. I don't want to go near it.
Do you have a bidet?
Huh? No. I'm not a fucking fancy French rich person. I don't have a bidet.
You've met me before.
I know. I've been to your house, and it's amazing and fancy.
Why didn't you
wonderful.
Try the bidet?
I was there to fix stuff. No. I wasn't going to impose on them
you
and wash my booty hole. Yeah.
That's all Mark goes there for when they play D&D.
Just to use the bidet?
Yeah, he walks in and he's like, I've been holding this shit all day. Just to use that fucking thing.
Telling you, man.
All right, well, next time I come over.
You get like the little, you just put them right on your toilet. It's like $50 to $100 if you get whatever one you want. They hook up to the water line and just.
Fuck that. I'm going to duct tape a hose. Just run it through. I'm gonna do the Hoochie Daddy bidet.
don't do that.
Hoochie bidet. Hoochie
we here at the 99 Network do not to condone this.
Yes, please do not run fucking.
Don't hoses. Garden hose rig your toilet. Yeah. Don't do it.
He just runs it in from the actual hose out there. Yeah. All right.
Fucking neighbors around. What the fuck is going on?
Good thing you got my new bidet. Come on over. I got a beer for you.
All you do is just buy a new head for the fucking hose. Just bends over and spreads it.
That's what Tequila does during the summer. She sits in her like fucking like little mini pool thing she's got.
Oh, I thought you were saying she cleans taints for the summer.
No, I mean herself.
That's how she earns her credit. She got a whole little kiddie pool out there in a garden hose. A little crayon sign where half the letters are backwards. Just fucking clean taint, $10. Taint detailing.
I clean taints for crack.
Detainting.
Detainting. That just sounds regretful.
Detainting is the name of the episode, right?
That sounded regretful. And speaking of regretful, what are some of you guys' regretful purchases? Like big purchases that you're like, oh, fuck.
Or even little ones. Something that you bought, you regret. Yeah.
I hate that because I'm poor and everything I buy I generally need. So.
Right?
So you have no regrets on your purchases.
Talking like a wedding ring?
Oh, a wedding ring?
I hope that's not regretful.
Roger was in my brain right at that moment. I'm like, that's not a thing I should say out loud. It would be funny, but I should probably not say it.
Oh, wait, Roger did. He did.
For me, the fucking squatty potty. It sounded like a great idea.
That's not awesome?
Eddie, those things are awesome.
Listen to me.
We are large men. And we can't do that.
I know. That's what I found out
after
paying.
The shit flies out.
Well, you're
thin.
You
sit out for 2 seconds. No, I used to be, but then I got rid of my squatty potty and all my shit's built up.
Yeah. I can't do it. I can't put my fucking knees, like, it's uncomfortable. It's awful. Big dudes can't use a squatty potty. But did they tell you that in the infomercial? Fucking no. So.
I'm more concerned that we've had discussions before about the shit should not just fly out of you. What have you been doing, Spencer?
What are you talking about? No. When you sit on a squatty potty that opens up your anus in the correct way, like a human should shit, and it just falls out.
They don't teach you how to arch your back? Shit.
What are you doing?
What
are you doing?
I thought we were talking about opening anuses.
Ricky goes, no, I do calisthenics on my fucking toilet.
No, you were talking about opening anuses. He was talking about
arch your back.
Oh. That's why Roger left the fucking room.
He's like, I got 7 jokes I can't say. I gotta leave.
It was Spencer's face.
When it finally all came in. It took Eddie a second when he got it. And then he was like, oh. He's talking about dicks.
Oh, my God.
God damn.
That was the best.
Eat your fucking fries. All right. Eat your fries. I want to hear that shit. Come on.
So my regret of a purchase was today when I spent $60 on fucking cupcakes.
Yeah. Oh, $60 on cupcakes. Dude, those better have been the best motherfucker.
I haven't had one yet. Because I fell asleep. When I got home.
A fresh cupcake is the best cupcake. Now it's going to be crusty.
It wasn't fresh out of the oven.
That's probably like a $25 cupcake.
Though. It was, we went to the gourmet cup, or he took me to the gourmet cupcake place in Midland after, because we went to TNT Toys today.
Okay.
He got his fucking.
Is that in the Midland Mall?
Yes, it is.
Oh, I just went there. That's cool. Small little shop.
You collect anything?
No, but I wanted to test it out, and they had a bunch of the old WWE wrestling figures that I used to have, and I was like, oh my god, I used to have this exact Rey Mysterio. It was cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's a cool store. We've spent too much money there in the last month.
I want to talk about
I want the big Spider-Man. I really want the big Spider-Man.
But we went there for his Beast Wars, and then Home Dude hit me up, and he was like, hey, you were looking for a fucking White Ranger Power Ranger helmet, weren't you? And I went, yes, sir. So, yeah, I ended up with that, and I forgot where I was going with the story now.
Regretful purchase.
Yeah. Oh, so we went to the cupcake shop. Yeah. Thank you.
And, that wasn't the regretful purchase.
No.
No, but it got it back.
And I'm like, I don't know which one to pick. He knew what he was going for. He's like, I want sugar cookies, blah, 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 whatever the fuck you got. I'm like, just give me one of everyone. And she's like, what? I'm like, just give me one of every fucking flavor of cupcake you got. Because I can't make up my mind.
Damn.
And she's like, okay. And just was like grabbing shit and was talking to me. And I'm like, I'm not going to remember what any of these are.
No.
Which, like, she forgot to write on the package.
No. Oh, damn.
She was going to write on it.
Were you high?
Maybe.
fuck. Well, give me one of everything.
Well, I'm like, they all look good. I couldn't make up my mind, and then I knew that Rachel would want something. So I'm like, just get them all. And I'm like, and I'll also take 2 M&M cookies and 2 no bakes. And
nice.
Yeah. So then, yeah. So that she's like, it's going to be $60. I'm like, all right. I guess that's that. Yeah. And then we went to fucking Jersey Mike's. And I've never been there
I saw
before.
Those photos. Yeah.
Yeah, I've never been there before. Yep. It's delicious.
A chicken
Philly. They're good shit.
God, I love their chicken Philly.
I stopped at the one in Flint a few times when I used to work for Meteor
Reload. Is there one
Reload.
In Saginaw?
No. They wanted to put one. So the guys who, the people who own the building where Meteor Reload is in Saginaw, they tried talking to Mark to be like, hey, can we take half of your store and make it a Jersey Mike's? And he's like, no. No, they wanted to fucking, like, you know what I mean? Mm. Shrink his store up and put a Jersey Mike's in there.
How much they paying him for
what's
it?
What's the sub place?
Think they
oh, it's Firehouse just... Subs that's over by Guitar Center.
Yeah, I don't care for that.
I've never been there either.
I like their bagels. We get bagels at work from there.
From Firehouse?
Yeah, yeah, but in the morning, but I don't, the subs I don't care for.
Hmm.
Never been.
Jersey Mike's? Subs?
No,
no Firehouse.
Firehouse. I love every sub. I love a submarine sandwich, man. I swear to God. Who sent the fucking Philly today?
That was Eric.
Yeah.
And him. He had a chicken Philly.
Chicken
I
Philly
had
for
a regular
me.
Philly.
That's still delicious.
Yeah.
Fuck off. I was like, oh, they're going to bring me one. They're for sure going to bring me
tequila.
One.
Tequila.
Where is it?
Come on. You know how much money we spent today?
Yeah, I was just about. And he went to Jersey Mike's. That shit is not cheap.
I paid for that. No after reason. He spent $65, I'm like, I'll buy you dinner. Like, shit. I'm like, I don't know if I would ever bought that many cupcakes. I'm a fat man.
I'm going for diabetes.
Yeah, I mean, but you're not going to be disappointed with those cupcakes.
They're
so fucking good, man.
Yeah.
They're so good.
The orange one was incredible. Was I had that one already.
Your shit's all gone already. I haven't even yet.
You had an orange one?
Yeah, they had orange creamsicle cupcakes.
Oh, fuck, yes.
Oh, that'd be good. Fun.
That's really good.
That's my default favorite flavor of anything.
Yeah.
So. Oh, really?
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. The push pops? Oh.
Mm. Can't have those, though.
They were not bad.
What?
The real ice cream, bro.
Oh,
because I just fight through
it's
that.
Worth it.
But you have
and
a boudin.
And then fart on the podcast.
Yeah. just wash that shit right out.
Well, kind of, until it just was like, hey, let's push everything, including your intestines, out.
Oh, Jesus. Yeah, boudin is not that powerful.
Did you arch your back?
Well, you got to do this when you're sitting, and it's kind of a weird position to do this, but you can do it.
I like it. It's very fancy.
I can't do it in this bar stool, but, you know, back seats of cars are the same thing.
So. Holy shit.
So you have no regretful purchases at all?
I mean, the wrestling ring.
Oh.
That is the one I regret the most because I almost beat somebody's ass multiple times over that.
Oh, shit. Okay.
Depends on how long of a tail you want me to spin on
that
one.
Let's get her.
It was a business venture gone very south because I decided I had credit, so I was going to help these people that I was wrestling with at the time. I was going to purchase the ring. We were going to split payments, and then they stopped paying me.
Oh, shit.
And I was like, cool. You owe me all of the ring money now because you've signed a contract. Let's go.
Yeah.
And then they're like, it's either that or you bring me back the ring. And then neither of those things happened. And he just blocked me and everything. So then I did the most mob boss thing I've ever done in my life. I was at the mall and I see him with his kid. And I walk up to him and I'm just like, hi, buddy. How you doing? It's been a real long time. You know, I'm just been a long time since you owed me that $3,000 that you owed me. It's crazy. Oh, hi, wife. How's it going? You guys still at this place in Essexville? And I'm like, that's crazy. Wow. Have a good night. And I just walked away from him.
That'd be terrifying. Oh, God.
You'd be like, we need to move
right now.
I think they did. Like, yeah. Shit. Like, I know they're not that same place.
You drove by and there's a U-Haul in the fucking...
Bunch of lesbians.
Listen, I know three of them now. They will beat some ass. Let me tell you what.
But, bumping your numbers up.
Yeah.
Three of them now.
Yeah. I told you, I need more lesbian friends so I can do shit. Because I have the audacity that I can do anything, and then I just don't have the follow-through. Lesbians have follow-through.
Okay.
You tell them that you're going to do something, and they'll be like, fucking, let's do it. This is the time. This is the date. And I'm like, yeah, that's what I need. Let's go. So... Of them, I'm like, listen, now this summer I need to build a fence. So I have friends with three of them. And I'm like, listen, you don't have to help me with the fence. You just have to, like, schedule it.
Yeah.
You just need to come over. Yeah,
make sure I do it.
Yeah. Yep. Start hounding me.
And they're like, all right, in August, if we don't hear from you, this is what we're doing. I'm like, hell yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you.
That's They'll great. Be like, this post is going to go here in 15 minutes. You understand?
You'd be like, yes, ma'am.
Yes.
I mean, you could get married and be the same thing.
Look, you can see his. I shouldn't have said that, so I'm gonna laugh it off.
Tell you where to be and shit to do.
Oh yeah, yeah. Yeah.
It's just like having a talking calendar written.
Talking calendar. Why are you here, Siri?
Yeah. Very aggressive.
You're supposed to end this
Alexa.
All for me. Yeah.
When are you uprising? Can you give me a date? I'm getting sick of this shit.
Jesus.
It's the eclipse.
I know, right? We were talking about that earlier at dinner. They were like, oh, you know, hundreds of years ago, you know, people would see eclipses and they're like, oh, fuck, the gods are angry. The world is going to end, everything. And they're like, well, Rogers, you know, this is probably the time. This probably is the one that's going to take us all down.
It's about time.
Right? Yeah.
Have you seen all the fucking TikTok fucking conspiracy videos? Like, NASA's launching, like, three rockets the same day and, like, a bunch of other shit. And
oh,
like,
really?
Yeah, I have downtime at work, so I just sit there like, what's happening? And some dude did, like, one of those Google map things and, like, zoomed in somewhere out in the middle of the fucking desert where apparently they built a fucking a portal for when the fucking whole
deal... Oh, the Hadron, the collider.
For the
eclipse?
What it's called.
Yeah,
the hot thing in the desert.
Yeah.
Oh, have you already heard about
it? Hadron Collider is in Switzerland.
Well, they're
going to
start that too during the eclipse, apparently. Too.
Yeah.
So like, well, you might as well.
Yeah.
Let's put all of our eggs in one basket and just pray for an apocalypse at this point.
Yeah. What the fuck is happening right now? We just have to make sure.
Fucking like everything interdimensional is about to fucking cross over, is what everybody's fucking saying.
Jesus.
Because we were watching some videos, some dude that he went ghost hunting, and he was asking questions like, you know, what's your name, whatever, and he'll ask, what year is it? Because sometimes they are stuck in a certain timeline. He's like, well, it's 2082. And he's like, that's ahead of me, not behind me. And so he's like, asked for the dude's name and his grandfather's name and shit. And like, the dude that he was talking to that was his ghost was treating him like he was his ghost, tell him to knock on shit. So he asked for the dude's grandpa's like name, and he looked him up on Facebook because he's like, well, if it's his grandfather, it's gonna be around this time.
Yeah.
And this dude had a bunch of posts where he's like deep into like all the threads of like interdimensional travel and like sleep travel and all this shit, and his very last post was, this is getting dangerous, I have to go, and then he stopped posting. And so, like,
what the fuck?
So that just, like, adds the whole shit of, like, we're all the dimensions are just a thin line, whatever the
right?
fuck.
Right, yeah,
this
the parallel universe shit.
The one that fucking, the second that we have where there's an open spot to everything, and they're just getting ready to fucking set off everything. And
nice.
See what the fuck happens.
Albert Einstein, one of his papers, he was studying like parallel universes and stuff, and when he was talking about the vibration, all matter vibrates at a different frequency, which derives what its atomic structure is the vibration, the frequency of the vibration of matter. And he's like, all you got to do, everybody moves in between these parallel universes all the time by vibrating a different frequency. You know, best friends that you've had forever suddenly are gone, or like you move a job or you move this or you're thinking about this, and then suddenly you see the shit all the time. And he's like, you're just moving in and out of these parallel universes because your brain is like the highest transmitter frequency out of anything in the natural world, and it's
yeah,
it's fucking wild. So yeah, when you start talking about that shit, you're like, oh shit, we all about to die.
I'm this for is it.
Great.
I don't know what you put in that tequila, but I feel like I'm fucking tripping right now. Right? Nuts. That was nuts.
I didn't even see the worm. Is that bad?
You didn't stutter one time. That scared me right there. You just talked about that shit.
This is like the time I was really stoned at your house, and Ben was talking about like quantum physics and shit like that.
Yeah, nice. That was a trip. We all sat there for an hour and a half and listened to him.
Yeah, no joke.
And how he explained how soon the, like males will be like extinct from the world. Because now they have where women can get pregnant without men and all this shit, and we're just going to slowly die off, and women are going to take over the world.
Wasn't that a South Park episode where they were just milking all the men or some shit like that?
I mean, there are just sperm banks there are in this fucking country, whatever. Like, they have enough science that they could do shit where they don't need us around for all that shit. And then they can change genetics, and all they do is have more women. So, like, yeah, we all just sat there just fucking blown out listening to this man talk about this for like an hour on top of other shit. I'm like, it all makes sense,
After he was done, he sat down and there was
sneaking in the bedroom with a pillow in my hand, standing over top of Rachel, like, are you gonna fucking end me or what?
You're not taking me out.
Why are you acting like this? Quantum physics, man.
About to pull a Chris Benoit on this bitch.
Kevin Sullivan.
Benoit balls.
It's Kevin Sullivan that did it. Yeah. Remember, Eric. Come on. It's the hill I'll die on.
Holy shit.
Do you have any regretful purchases, Eddie?
Yeah, the fucking squatty potty.
Oh, yeah. You did say that.
What about yours?
What about you?
There's so many things. There's so many things. So many games. I buy a lot of games that I regret, man. I bought this game the other day. And it's that new one. Oh, fuck. What's it called? It's like Pokemon.
Oh, fuck.
Pal World. I paid $30 for it.
Is that the one that's like
the Pokemon FPS shooter? Yeah, okay. I hate it.
I did the Danny Vito guns at you. Just blasting.
Damn, I'm blasting. So I came in and I started blasting. Yeah.
Ever done my, like, I'm the trash man. I come in and I throw trash everywhere.
Yeah, no. It's just a lot of games. A lot of games.
Just, okay. About just it. Because what? They sucked or you never got the chance to fucking play them?
Yeah, no, because I have this bad thing of watching one video, like 15 seconds of gameplay, and I'm like, that's sick. And, of course, it's the coolest part of the game.
Yeah. That's how they get you.
Yeah.
I learned to research on Twitch and, like, watch people play it on Twitch and see how shit is.
Yeah.
And be like, okay, this game looks cool or doesn't look cool or whatever the fuck.
Yeah. I want to check out that game that it looks like the Blair Witch that you showed me last year.
The Don't Scream one?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I want to stream that next year.
A PC game where you have to have your headset on and shit, but it picks up your mic. And your
Demonologist?
No, it's called Don't Scream. Like, literally, Don't Scream.
Don't Scream.
And you are going through the woods. It looks like Blair Witch, but like VHS fucking style shit. And you're just wandering through the woods. And all of a sudden, they fucking hit you with random jump scares and all this shit. And you have to be quiet because if you fucking yell, you have to restart.
Oh,
shit.
So you
have to fucking get all the way through it.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Man.
And fucking, I was watching that shit. Me and the kid were watching, and I'm like, all of a sudden, a random fucking moose just like, comes around. I'm like, oh, damn! And they just do dumb shit, I would be like even a gasp, it will pick it up, and you have to restart.
So oh,
it's,
shit.
It's a fucking
so you just got to straight face it through that whole fucking thing? What the fuck?
You just duct tape your mouth and beat the game. What about you, Rod? Do you have any regretful purchases?
Yeah, about 32 years ago.
Stop it.
The expired condoms on the clearance rack.
It wasn't me, though.
Uncle Ruckus poking holes in them.
God damn it. Uncle the Ruckus. Fucking never buy condoms from the clearance aisle, Dad. Jesus. That's a big mistake.
Muhammad Ali never went to war. Broke.
What's Uncle that? Ruckus, what'd you say? Nothing, yes.
So they all broke.
Oh, they all broke. Oh. What's that?
That was terrible.
Can we all do it? Wait. 3, 2, 1. Oh!
There you go. Yeah,
no, because he's trying to say he's got a big dick. They all broke.
Oh, I just thought they broke because they're old.
Yeah.
He didn't arch his back.
I said it because I got three kids now.
Well, maybe you pick a different condom there.
That brand is not working out, sir. Yeah.
Jesus.
At that point, just grab a fucking glove.
Trash bag.
Trash bag.
Can you feel it?
I'm the trash man.
That has a different meaning now. Somewhere, some lesbian stealing all the fucking sperm in a trash bag, just walking out of there. All right, down with men. Let's go.
Jesus.
Honestly, go for it. We've had our time on this planet.
If it's the lesbians that are trying to take us out, at least we'll have a date to when we know we're going to be expired.
Same, yeah. Yeah. It's going to be the most efficient takeover of all time. But like, you know what, honestly?
When all the sperm banks start getting robbed, then you'll know.
Yeah, true.
Yeah.
True. Just house them in the people's basements.
Wouldn't it be fucked up if that's how vampires lived? That's crazy.
Instead of blood,
it was sperm. Yeah.
Oh my God.
I just pictured a fucking vampire in the back alley, like,
it's called Jacula.
Kind of puts a new spin on sucking for, yeah.
Yeah, oh my God. That's why they're out there doing that for Nichols, you know?
Jacula?
I am Jacula.
All right, TM Jacula. We're making this movie.
It'd probably be a hit.
Let's hire one of the people from fucking Hoochie Daddy.
We'll get Ace from Security to be security here.
Yeah. Oh. It's not the fangs, it's grills.
He just takes his teeth out, just gums it.
There's an epidemic of exploded testicles over the town.
Oh.
Oddly enough, no one is complaining. It's crazy. Yeah, there's been so many muggings, but nobody's reporting them.
There's lines down alleys.
We were walking down 3rd Street, and there was a line going down the alley. That's a good announcer voice you got there.
Thank you.
It's like old-timey.
Ah, yeah. It's a city on the move.
You're
this week on Legend of Korra.
Too much DBZ is what it is.
Next time on Dragon Ball Z.
Jack-o'-lanterns have a different meaning now.
That's the headlamp he wears. Oh. Holy fuck, all this laughing has made me thirsty, man. I think I'm going to have a beer of the week.
Beer of the week.
Beer.
I'd have a beer. Give me a
hell yeah. Beer of the week.
All right, we've got beer of the week.
I'm like, what's going on?
No, I
thought you had a stroke for a second. Hold on. Wait for my heart to come back.
I was worried for a second.
No, I just need a pause so that... Little bitch. He fucking slapped my titty. Get me out of the way.
Who did?
He did. He just slapped my titty to move me. Beer of the week.
Oh, yeah, we're splitting one between all of us. I was fucking...
No,
one apiece.
Yeah.
They're expensive. I'm sorry.
What if I don't like this?
So... what the fuck am I doing?
What is it, actually?
Yeah. I got to look this up. Eric and Ricky, the whack provide... Fuck.
This is all Eric. I don't drink, so...
Eric.
Yeah, so what happened was I went to fucking Ideal Party Store to get my fucking natty daddy, and
nice.
I just saw this out of the corner of my eye. I'm like, yo, it's the fucking Road Warriors. I'm like, I don't care what the fuck it is. I'm grabbing it. And I knew it was beer. I'm like, it's fancy. I'm going to save it for the next time we come here.
Guys, it says if I think I might be pregnant... I can't drink this.
I've been trying to get rid of this baby for 13 years.
Oh.
Holy shit. This is if you can't be good.
Does that mean that if you know you're not pregnant, you're supposed to drink it so you get pregnant?
Maybe.
This beer might be so good it impregnates us.
I'll split it with you.
He doesn't want it.
Yeah, if anything, I'm only going to drink half at best.
So it's called If You Can't Be Good, Be Bald.
Love it.
Just have some wine.
Yeah, Be Bald. From the Hoof Hearted Brewing Company.
Is there a cup?
In Marengo, Ohio.
No? What if I get...
It's an 8.5%.
We're both going to get COVID.
And there's no IBUs, so just 8.5% ABV. Let's see.
46 degrees, drink fresh.
Don't tell me what to do. Can.
Good crack. All right, boys. Cheers.
Hang on, wait.
Oh, he's pouring.
I got to be the wuss because I can't
Hoof Hearted Brewing.
Things. All right.
Cheers.
Cheers.
Oh, that smells strange.
Well, that tastes delicious. I love
That's not bad at all.
Is that a hazy? Oh. That's a hazy, isn't
yeah.
it?
Yeah.
Oh, it's a hazy. Double IPA. Oh, yeah. Double. It's not a hazy. It's a double.
Why do I like
it? Oh, it's not that it's a dipper. Bad. Yeah,
I did a good job.
Oh, yeah, that don't taste like job. Soap to you, huh?
It doesn't taste like soap.
That's awesome.
I'm going to try it.
Good for you.
No. Yeah.
I have like that's the reverse of that thing for like cilantro. Yeah. Like, most beer just tastes like soap.
These fucking things.
That actually has something to do with your brain.
Double.
Yeah, the people IPA. Who like taste, who, the people like who taste cilantro.
No, it's a D. Double D.
As soap are fine. And then the people that actually... like the taste
not to
of
be
cilantro,
confused with
something's
a dripper.
Messed up with their, not messed up with their brain, but something's different about
I could have told you that right away.
What are you giving
like
this?
Cilantro? Are you a soup? Huh? Are you a soup?
I have cilantro on one thing and one thing only, and that is tacos.
Okay.
Yep. Mm. Yep.
Yep. What are you giving this? I'm giving this a 4.5. This is a very, very good
I'm
beer.
Going to flat five. I love, flat I love five? A double IPA.
Oh, shit. Hell yeah. What about you guys?
Honestly, I'd give this a 4 probably.
Nice. I mean,
for me, especially,
yeah, really.
That's good.
That's really good.
We didn't shit on it like that. And this was literally random as fuck. I only got it because there was wrestlers on it.
And I love the name, too.
Oh, yeah.
Be bald. I like how I said, what if I don't like this?
But what if you are good and bald? Because, well, they haven't made my beer yet, I guess.
Can. Oh, and Roger, you did like get this mustard? From Ideal Party Store. We, last night, we were sponsored by the Silver Palace. The Silver Palace provided us like 5 different beers. What?
I love you. Nothing.
What? I missed it.
Me and Eric were just dazing. We're just dazing. And we're just like, yeah, I don't know what he's talking about.
Ricky bought us snacks, too. We have Doritos, Dynamita, Dynamita. Didn't matter.
Dude, don't be like that.
Come
dude
on.
That I saw on fucking Instagram. He was like, you think you're going to put the tortilla in the thing? I want to fucking slip my wrist.
Well, what is
that
it?
Shit.
Dynamite? Dynamita?
Is that really good? I don't know.
They're hot
fries.
They're hot fries.
They're
with
like
honey mustard.
But it's like pouring a whole thing of the McDonald's sauce on one chicken nugget.
I know. It's so
you
good.
Know what though, you know what at first those reminded me of? Was those Snyder pretzels. What's your...
Jesus.
Oh, my God. Yeah. No, thank you.
Oh,
really?
I love honey mustard, is, dude.
Yeah, that's... I could eat honey mustard all day long.
And those have a kick, though.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, those have
that.
A kick.
That
you need to
not...
tell me where you got those, 7-Eleven, isn't it? Mm-hmm. Yep. You're a 7-Eleven fiend, aren't you? You
I
like
live
it.
Up the street from one.
Oh, okay. That makes sense. Me too, actually. It's right around the corner.
Yep. Yeah.
They know me by a first name basis, if that tells you anything.
So, I got good... I got
did
good...
you notice home dude at the toy store fucking... First name basis when we walked
he did.
In.
I'm like, oh,
we've apparently spent so much money there. And then we walked in, and he's like, what's up, Rick and Eric? We're like, oh, shit.
Yeah.
You know those things in the middle of the mall, those fucking animals that you can ride, like 10 bucks for 15 minutes?
I saw them today.
I want to fucking do it. I want to fucking do it so
we,
bad.
They had
those things move, dude.
They had those down. We had an A-Clean cigarette store started with an M, south of Detroit.
Michigan.
Nope.
Montrose.
Why do I
know
that? No, way south of Detroit, way down there.
Monroe, Michigan. Yeah.
We had one in Monroe, and at the Monroe Mall, it was the first time I ever saw those, like 10 years ago. And the mall was empty; it was late at night. And so the other guy that was working there, him and I bought them and fucking zoomed around. Mine chugged. It was it did not
those
like my big
so
ass.
Fun.
So.
I thought you were just going to go there and ride a furry, so this is much
it basically is.
No,
except...
I saw him when I was sitting outside waiting for you to come out of the toy store. There was, like, two dudes in, like, their fucking 18, 19, whatever, ride the little horse. They fucking around the car on that shit.
Yeah.
And then they have the fucking robot janitor thing that fucking drives around and shit. I'm just
they have
like,
a robot janitor?
Yeah, it's just a little cleaning machine that has a light in the front. And we watched some dude. It was some fucking Mexican dude during the fucking Comic-Con thing. Keep walking at it like, waiting for it to see which one was going to move first. The fucking machine stopped and he's like, walking around it. And fucking like, damn.
That's rude.
Like, how are you going to front out a goddamn cleaning machine? I ain't taking over yet, bro.
And then especially when it stops, he flexes on the motherfucker. He's like, that's what I thought. That's what I thought.
What was the thing? There's a Roomba noise that we're going to make. Now I don't remember.
I don't know. What sound does a Roomba make?
Anything you want.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, neat.
Oh, we never talked about Wonka.
Oh, yeah. We got to talk about
it's
Wonka.
Over
but
now.
I wanted, what was it again?
It's over
now. It was TNT
toys and collectibles.
And collectibles in the,
Midland
Mall.
They need to expand because they're getting to that point. Like, expand storefronts because it's, damn it, It was small when I went in there.
It's
That's
still
what I
small.
Thought. Yeah, yeah.
It's still, yeah.
I was just there a couple of days ago, not even too long ago.
Yeah, it's yeah. still a lot. It was, the first time I went there was during when they had the Midland Comic-Con thing.
Okay. Yeah, it was the first time I went there,
yeah.
too, yeah.
And, yeah, I'm like, oh, and I spent a lot of money that time.
Oh, yeah, didn't you buy a Green Ranger watch or something? Or
no, that was the second time.
Oh, shit.
No, the first time I bought all the Flip-Head Rangers, the ones where it would be like their regular head, you hit the button, and like they morphed, and
oh, switch over the Power Ranger head.
Oh, shit.
And then I bought a helmet. A Lord Draco helmet, which is like later in the Power Ranger series, more of the mm-hmm. like comic book thing.
Okay.
and then fucking what else did I get? I think that was it.
Oh, you have the Gold Ranger.
That was today.
Oh.
And then the second time we went there, I bought way too much shit. That was the fucking the Green Ranger watch.
Oh, okay.
I spent $50 on the Green Ranger watch. I bought two sets of a crossover between Power Rangers and Ninja Turtles, and then they had
hell yeah.
We were fucking cashing out, and I'm like, what's that thing up there that looks like a fucking board game? And it just said Ninja Turtles in Disguise, and the kid took it down, and it's like them and all their fuck. It's like the 98 style or 88 whatever when they first came out mm-hmm. style
yeah.
cartoon of them in their disguises, but there's so much extra shit behind it that would change faces. Like if
That's
I opened
sick.
It
yeah.
they'd have a whole setup. And I'm like, it's $200? And he's like, yeah. And I literally looked at Rick. And I looked at the kid. I'm like, we're going to flip a coin on this bitch. And I fucking flipped it. I'm like, heads, we're getting it. Tails, we don't. Look, I'm like, heads, we... let's wrap it up.
That's awesome.
And, yeah, so I ended up getting a bunch of that shit. And then after... and then you spent a bunch of shit that time. John got spent, like, fucking $80 on a Nintendo Link figure that was super specific.
Oh, sweet.
I would like that. I'd like a good Legend of Zelda.
Collect three specific things now, and that's it. So
what do you got?
Wait, X-Men.
Yep.
Beast Wars.
Uh-huh. There's a specific X-Men though.
'97
that.
X-Men.
Well, older X-Men.
No, there's only one character.
Character.
Oh. Storm.
Yep.
Yeah.
You've seen most of it, so.
Yeah. Yeah. No, that's what I was. Yeah.
It's gotten bigger now.
Nice.
I got a Sentinel today.
What's the third thing? So X-Men.
That's it. Beast? So I do X-Men, just like old school X-Men.
Oh, okay.
I do Storm figurines, and I do the 90s Beast Wars run. That's it.
Dude, I fucking love that cartoon. The 3D, the first one of the first cartoons
yep.
come out 3D and everything. It was wild.
It still holds up kind of well.
Kind of, yeah.
It looks like shit, but the storylines are there.
Oh,
so.
Yeah. Well, and that's the other thing I wanted to say. You're talking about Power Rangers. You guys started a new show, the Mighty Morphin Millennial Rangers.
Yes.
And I've been checking that out. That shit's awesome. You've got your Power Ranger expert, Sean Connolly, on there.
Yeah.
Like, that's fucking wild, man. That's so cool. If you guys love Power Rangers, you need to check out the Mighty Morphin Millennial Rangers. Absolutely. It's a treasure.
On the
989 Network. Yeah.
Yeah. Those business cards are at the toy store, too.
Oh, nice.
I sent the picture.
Yeah. Yeah. I know. TNT, they may be a sponsor here. They're, you know, we'll see.
We're cooking up on something along with fucking Pride Fest.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yep. We're going to have a booth.
Probably going to buy a booth at Pride this year. So.
Yeah. Yeah.
For us. So.
That's awesome.
That'll be neat.
See me and Rick hang out, hand out stickers. Might show my tits for some money. Who knows?
What day is that?
It's usually like the last weekend in June.
I think it's June 22nd, isn't it?
Yeah.
Somewhere end of June there, yeah. Okay. End of June, look out for the wider range of conversations, the 989 Network. Ricky, I might wander out there with you.
I got to put money down on stuff. So like before we commit it to tape, right now, asterisk, we might be there.
Yeah.
Because I don't know how long registration is and all that jazz.
Yeah.
So,
More on that to come.
Yes.
We would definitely
for sure.
let everybody
check it,
know.
Check it out.
But if that doesn't work, I've got another thing in the mix. So.
Hell yeah.
And then we've got a live show.
Yeah, we got a live show coming up.
Friday, May 3rd at Pinntown.
Yep.
Absolutely. That's going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah, that is going to be a lot of fun. Now, they have one of the best chicken fillies I've ever eaten.
Oh.
Yeah. The best chicken filly I've ever had.
Their food is bomb there.
Yep.
It's so good.
It is really good. But there's certain things you need to get there that is just like, that'll make you come back.
Listen to that episode, their bacon cheeseburger they put fucking bacon bits on it.
Oh.
And then melt the cheese into it. And so, like, the bacon doesn't flop or anything, and it's actually
Should
kind of ingenious. Both. Huh?
Should have both. Should do
it's
both.
Too much.
Oh, you could. Yeah.
You double patty in between
Allison.
The patties, you put the bacon bits.
Strips
in between.
The patties, and they won't fall out.
And then sprinkle the bacon.
In between the patties. Never thought of
it. Fuck.
I cook for fat kids. And he's seen my fucking food photos.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. It sucks because it's like 2 o'clock in the morning. You're like, man, I'm kind of hungry, but I don't want to eat anything or I don't want to cook anything. And then Eric's like, you can come over here, bitch. I just got this. And like, all this
poor man. I fired up the fucking Blackstone fucking out there on the front porch.
Telling you.
Yeah.
It pissed me off so much the other day. I was making an omelet on the Blackstone. I didn't know it was that Well, it's not that unlevel, okay? But I poured the eggs and it all went to the back, and I was like, what the fuck? So I was out there the next day leveling that hoe out. I was fucking putting cardboard underneath the wheels and everything.
Yeah.
And I guess my patio goes a little, you know, south. So, yeah, I was out there, and I had the level. Rob goes, what are you doing? And I was like, fucking making good omelets next time. That's what I'm doing. I'm not having this shit run on me.
Eggs in the grease trap.
Yeah. Like, no shit. Yeah, I put one of the spatulas in the grease pan after the first omelet. Yeah, one of my omelets turned to a scramble, and then the next one was fine.
But, scrambles.
Yeah, those are good. Those are really good. If you get them at good places, big breakfast scrambles. You know, it's just all the shit. Yeah,
I did. I had. Too. Where They're, were we?
I do good.
Yeah.
I do sausage, bacon, jalapeno.
Ooh, cheese, spicy breakfast. Yeah.
Yeah, cheese and egg and fucking just all that shit together.
Nice.
Are you guys more of like savory or sweet breakfast eaters?
Savory.
I'm a savory guy. What do you mean? What do you mean?
Like either or. Whatever's in front of me generally.
Well, okay. No, if you're at a restaurant and they have two options and it's either.
A giant cinnamon roll
or skillet. Like, yeah, pancakes or a skillet. What are you going with?
Oh, probably a cinnamon roll. Skillet's 50-50. That's going to destroy my stomach or not.
Oh, so. Yeah, true. I forget.
The only taste-wise, if you're not thinking about your guts.
Oh, I'm girl, I'm always thinking about my guts. But, okay. If nothing is going to make me sick on the menu, I would probably say, I'd still say sweet, honestly. Okay. I love me like a sweet, like a hot cake or something like that.
Yeah,
yeah. I do
some
like
real icing.
Yeah, I like pancakes, but I gotta have the eggs and bacon and all that with it.
Yeah,
the only skillet I've ever had was in Tawas, and I bought a fucking mug from the place too, and I can picture it, and it has the name of the restaurant, but I can't remember. Toaster, Lucky Toaster, Lazy Toaster, I think something fucking Toaster. But that skillet. Oh, my God.
The Brave Little Toaster?
No, it was. Shout out. I think it was Lazy Toaster. It was a little, like a skinny hallway of a diner. And
fuck a hallway.
Yeah.
I hate them. If you watch my YouTube, you'll understand. But I hate hallways so fucking much. They're scary. Shit can be hiding.
Yeah.
Crackheads, for sure.
Is that a fucking breakfast sandwich?
Mm-hmm.
Is that one you made?
Steak, egg, and cheese bagel that you made?
You realize I know where you live. And it's very close to me.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God. That's like the Eddie burger I used to make when I worked at Cracker Barrel.
The eggs it was that
a
drip.
It was a bacon Dunkin' cheeseburger eggs, with hash brown casserole on top and eggs in the basket as the bun. Dude, that's amazing.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to bring it. This is what I'm going to do one day. I'm going to bring over an English muffin and bagel. I'll go put shit in it.
Chorizo and eggs on a bagel.
Oh, my gosh.
Now that's so good. Bomb.
I love chorizo.
Dude, I love chorizo. I can't say it right.
I cooked chorizo on the Blackstone the other day, and I've never done that.
Chorizo.
Yeah.
Chorizo. I'm sorry.
Chorizo.
Spicy sausage.
But basically, but it was really good. We did like breakfast tacos. We didn't have enough chorizo to make. We didn't
Why
have enough of that.
Italian.
Yeah, I was trying
to say chorizo.
Chorizo.
No,
hey, go grab a mapa. What the fuck are you doing?
We didn't have a fuck off. We didn't have enough chorizo to make breakfast burritos, but we had enough to make breakfast tacos. Couldn't like, you know, it was embarrassing.
I want to do a skit now where there's an Italian Mexican.
The fuck you doing in my kitchen?
He added the Italian. He said it, and then he went ah.
I don't know what that would sound like.
I had to censor myself.
Like I know what my people sound like, but
he was the verbal hand.
Yeah.
If I did it, I'd I'd be jerking off the microphone if I did that with my hands.
I'm gonna stab you. Don't you see this? A knife. It's a very sharp knife. Passed down through generations, and I will stab you, so get the fuck out of here.
So famine and us.
Yeah. Famine and us, hombre.
Famine and us.
Pachisi, pachisi. That's
the opening thing to Jacula.
Famine and us.
I need some sperm.
Stay the fuck away from my cock. Now you take your meatball and you fuck it off.
You Irish at the end? What the fuck is...
I'm fucking Irish. I'm just drinking some
song. Speaking of good movies...
And he sounds like a dying deer. I know he like does. A dying baby deer that got shot with an arrow. Laying in the woods. Just you gotta walk over, just fucking that motherfucker in the face. That's what, yeah. Oh, I missed that shot. I did not get the good shot to kill. That baby deer is dying. Come get the veal, I'm
crying. I don't
know,
son.
So was the baby deer. But speaking of good movies, we've all watched Wonka, right?
Oh my god.
Wonka to me was absolutely brilliant. It was amazing. I liked just about every song.
Did you rate
in
it?
In that musical. I did not rate it. Wait, like rate it on a personal level, or just rate it on like a certain
level? I rated it in IMDb. I don't Letterboxd. I have it installed, and I opened it once.
Letterboxd has the best reviews just because they're unhinged like I am. which I gave Wonka 3 stars.
Out of 5?
Out of 5.
Okay.
Eccentric man overcomes illiteracy and becomes the best drug dealer in town.
Yep. That's how they treat that chocolate.
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
Fucking drugs.
It was drugs, yeah.
Oh, yeah. No, I
gave
it.
His suit. He pulls out the suitcase, and it's like that that Sisters movie when John Cena comes in. He's like, man, I got everything. And he starts going. He's like, I got Molly. I got a sister Teresa.
Oh, my God.
I got Flintstone gummies if you want.
That's crazy. Honestly, I could go for a Flintstone gummy right now. Those were good.
Those were
right?
Very good.
Vitamins?
I like the chalky
Flintstone
ones.
Vitamins?
I really
the old
did.
School ones?
Yeah. I like. There were certain
you
flavors
have to be a
that
fan
you could.
Of sweet tarts in order to yep. fucking enjoy There's, those.
Can you pound some sweet tarts though? Those are good.
Yeah.
Those are fucking awesome.
I learned via TikTok and then I looked it up. So gummy vitamins aren't regulated by the FDA.
Oh shit!
Really?
At all?
At
period.
All?
So are they eating even vitamins or what?
Couldn't tell you. As far as the they can say, like they could just take the normal little bit of vitamin, just kind of. Like, Salt Bae on there, and that's yeah. it. That's
they just it. One gummy out of there is an actual vitamin, and that's the stats you see on the
Who
back,
knows?
And the rest are just yeah. sugar.
Which sucks, because I've been taking gummy vitamins for years.
And that's... really, you're just eating a gummy bear a morning. You're on that gummy bear
at night,
diet.
I take my vitamins at night.
For what?
Because they stay in your
I do
system
the same
longer.
Thing.
Really?
Yeah, I take my vitamins before I go to bed.
You're a type of guy that looks up drugs. That's crazy.
Yeah.
I just told
I don't
hey,
do
man,
them.
Hey, man, this will feel good. Take that. I'm like,
yeah.
Oh, fuck yeah.
I got random drugs from a lady at work yesterday. Did I was you? Like, I got a headache. She's like, I got these things. It's supposed to help with the headache. I'm like, bet.
And then later on, he's doing the walk like, holy fuck.
No, I was good. But yeah, I'm like, bet. Anyway, you going to buy this Apple Watch? What are we doing?
Wait, this was a customer?
Yeah. Yeah.
Nope.
She digs in her purse. It's got a fucking dog hair on it. She's like, here you go.
No, it was the container. She was like, these are supposed to help with a headache or something. I'm like, what is it? She's like, they're blue. I'm like, bet.
Blue Chew?
I was going to say, shit.
It wasn't Blue Chew. Dude.
Why? Like, no, you had a hard on for 4 hours. Right.
It fixed the
I'd
wrong
have
headache.
I sold all the things with that.
Fixed the wrong head. That is funny.
Holy shit.
But anyway,
Wonka
yeah.
Yeah. Now, I gave it an absolute 10 out of 10. It was. The music was phenomenal. the costumes, the set piece, everything I thought was absolutely wonderful. It made me bawl like a baby at the end.
At the golden, the golden ticket,
Just
the mom moment as well fucked me up.
Yeah. No, that's what I'm saying. When he opens his mom's chocolate bar at the end, that fucked me up.
Spoilers,
damn! When he sees her, and then when they find homegirl Noodle's mom. I watch movies like in weird ADHD form over a span of days where I'll watch like a fucking 30 minutes of it or something and then turn it off, go to something else. So I was finishing it right before work and I'm literally watching this part and I'm like, holy fuck, and just like crying my face off. I'm like, I gotta leave for work in 10 minutes. And I'm like, damn, just like, and then I'm like walking out the door and then I'm driving to work fucking listening to the soundtrack and shit. I'm like,
I bumped the soundtrack too. I played the soundtrack.
We bumped fucking Disney in Detroit. You can bump it wherever.
So one of our material workers out in the plant, I found out the other day, I walked into his section and he was playing Disney music. And I was like, "You're playing Disney music?" He's like, "Every fucking day, man." He's like, "I get down on Disney." I was like, "Hell yeah." He's like, "What's this song?" And I was like, I'm listening. I said, "Pirate's Life for Me." And he's like, "Hell yeah." I was like, "Yeah.
Yo.
Yep.
Thieves and daggers."
Yeah. Beggars.
Thieves and beggars.
I say daggers.
Oh. But that, cooler. Well, that's from Pirates of the Caribbean. A Pirate's Life for Me is from Peter Pan.
Same
try waking up to that shit.
Same shit.
That song playing. Yeah, my kid was stuck on that song, that version of that song, whatever. Yeah. I was asleep on the couch, and all of a sudden I fucking wake up to, ooh. I'm like, what the fuck is happening?
You have to start the game over. Don't scream. Yeah, that's freaky.
Anyway, yeah. No, World of Pure Imagination is one of the most beautiful songs ever written. If you know music theory and if you actually work through the modulations and how it hits these suspended notes and these minor harmonics, it's absolutely gorgeous. So they wrote the rest of the music with all of these beautiful minor harmonic sevenths and these suspensions, and it's very intricate the way the music goes and flows and connects with everything else. And then the scene that creeps you out, where Wonka and Noodle are out in the town, essentially.
Oh, like dancing.
And they turn it into a round, and it's just, it flows. It's so magical. It really is. But Timothy Chalamet gave a phenomenal performance. There were so many nods back to the original.
He did a very good job being Wonka. That's how I explained it to Rachel. I'm like, the dude does a really good job being Wonka-ish.
Yeah, there were so many nods back to Gene Wilder in some of the words, the intricacies, the idiosyncrasies when he's walking up the stairs and he goes back and he goes down and he does all. There were many beautiful.
The jump back. That's a Gene Wilder thing.
So many Easter eggs.
Yep.
What chocolate? Oh.
Oh, when he's like, how
chocolate,
do you like your
chocolate?
No. How do you like your chocolate? When he goes, how do you like your chocolate?
Fucking dark white,
nutty.
Or nutty.
No, dark, nutty, absolutely insane.
Yeah.
Because it's
that's
nutty.
Crazy.
No, right? Because nutty, like, how do you like it? Nut, the plan where it's, yeah. It's
if you
so
walked
perfect.
Up to a child and said, "Hi, little kid, how do you like your chocolate?" Dark, white,
you
nutty,
dug
or
into
completely
it.
Insane?
You dug into it.
That's crazy.
That's
no, you
thing.
Took a
this
shovel
is,
to that thing.
This
you dug
Wonka.
Way too into that.
This is Charlie and the Chocolate
it's
Factory.
Willy.
This is Roald Dahl.
He's Willy. He's Willy.
You
Wonka.
Have to see this and read from the mind of Roald Dahl. Matilda. The Borrowers, all this whimsy and just fantastical occurrences.
Oh God,
from
my whimsy's
everything.
Dead, isn't it?
And that's the thing.
My whimsy's
you
dead.
Have to.
You're a bad gay, Rick.
Yeah.
whimsy's just, dead, and you hate furries.
You can't go into this being like, you know, as a realist. You have to go in with a sense of awe and whimsy.
Did you sing the Family Guy version of it too?
Fuck yes. Okay.
Come with me.
Did you sing with me?
In a state of pure inebriation. You feel
see,
like
I was already crying during that part, and then I heard the come with me.
Well, and that
I
tune,
was like
it starts
waterworks.
It starts with the tune, even the fucking clock at one point is ding dong dong. That it was the theme throughout the whole, and it just kept your childhood
memory,
the nostalgia in there, and it was ah. Yeah, I fucking love this movie.
Good
so
Day.
Much.
I said Good Day coming from the Oompa Loompa, yep. And then in Gene Wilder.
I love Hugh Grant as the Oompa Loompa. That Thank was a you. Perfect. Yeah, that was so name. Good.
I was like, I know he got busted with a whore. I couldn't remember his fucking name.
Oh, it's so funny.
As you do, you know?
Yeah.
Sometimes you just get busted with a whore.
I know. They caught her in the alley, and all they saw were little legs kicking out of there. Just yanked that bitch out.
Yeah, about Hugh Grant. What was your. What was your big takeaway?
Well, the favorite part with him in there was when he opened his bar and his little made his drink, and then he got in his chair and he's like,
when he was on the ship. Yeah.
If you have nothing further to contribute, I'm going flat.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was funny. And then he comes back up and lifts his eye mask. What was that? Is that Hans?
You made a hot noise.
Yeah.
Too hot. God, we got to get you a new mic.
Then he goes all the way back again.
It was funny. No, Wonka was great. I purely enjoyed it, but I can see why you ranked it a three. I can see
it's
why
just
you
not for. We've yeah. already discussed. I'm average. Basically dead inside now, so here we are.
See, I went into it trashing it because I was like Timothy Chalamet.
Chalamet.
No, it's which Timothy
I know nothing of him. I did not know he was in the Dune movies. I've never seen the Dune movies.
Okay. They're good. But,
So this was just a fucking weird kid being being Wonka.
But I thoroughly enjoyed that it was Gene Wilder younger than rather than like Johnny Depp younger, you know?
Yeah. You know how so I watched the behind the scenes as well. And there were a couple key things. And one little thing I picked out was they're like, we wanted to give homage to, you know, the great Wonka movies, you know, Gene Wilder and the Chocolate Factory. And this one, and they, and they're like, damn. They didn't, yeah, they didn't even damn. Acknowledge the Tim Burton, Johnny Depp one. Yeah. But
that's a fucked up one. Anyway,
his
though.
Fucking,
it
his,
is weird.
So Willie's,
it's more
suitcase,
creepy than it is.
So Willie's suitcase that the Chocolate Factory,
yeah,
is real. Like the engineers built that. Everything you see in that is mechanically sound, and that's actually running. That is not CGI. They that's fucking crazy. Woodworked all of that shit out. So the sparkly of the thunder and all that is CGI.
Yeah, yeah.
But that entire suitcase is an actual working factory fucking suitcase. Isn't that crazy?
That is crazy.
But yeah. I'm surprised the meth head didn't come up with that first.
Right. didn't you see in the credit it said Tequila factory machine?
Oh, damn. Yeah. Hey, speaking of meth head.
Oh, shit. Is it time for Ghost or Crackhead?
I figured I'd bring a nice little video that I get on here and see if you guys want to play this. So, I don't know if you want to cut this. We can watch the video and then come back, bring it back, or are we just going to watch it live?
Hold up.
Do you love terrible B-movies? Fans of wrestling and Power Rangers? Step into Amityville Studios and join Rick and Eric for some side-splitting laughter and great banter on Wider Range of Conversations. Find it where all podcasts can be found. Wider Range of Conversations with Rick and Eric.
When you guys normally... That was fucking wild. Yeah. That was really cool. We're supposed to... I think, like, the legends, we have skinwalkers and Wendigos and shit in Michigan.
I ain't saying shit. You can say that name all you want. I ain't fucking around.
I don't talk about skinwalkers. Fuck them.
Yeah. You just said it twice.
Was it a skinwalker or a crackhead?
What's more important?
I think that was a crackhead.
I think that's a crackhead.
Yeah, that was absolutely a crackhead.
You whistled at him in the woods... Which is kind of like walking into an abandoned house and going, hello?
And they probably go, you have a crack?
is this a free crack giveaway?
That's why he came at him. He's like, oh, damn.
Yeah. That's what happened 28 days later.
Fuck it. Another Halloween. People on military know what I mean. ICP. I knocked on the door. It was a crackhead. He crawled in my bag and died.
I'm the only one that understands because me and Eddie used to roll fucking together, bumming ICP.
Yeah.
Going 110 miles down over the Milwaukee Bridge, catching air.
Oh, yeah, dude. That's good shit. That was so much fun back then.
But we watched a video in which this person and I think their significant other were out in the middle of nowhere and they hear something whistle to them, which. Disclaimer, if you hear something whistles to you and you don't know what it is, don't whistle back.
If it doesn't sound like Katniss Everdeen, don't whistle back.
Even then, what I ain't doing shit.
The Hunger Games?
Oh, I've never seen those movies.
Now you just invited like three ghosts down here. Thanks, Eddie.
Oh, I'm in it for the crackheads, man.
Yeah.
So anyway, why I drink enough that the ghosts don't bother me.
breaks off at them at breakneck speed. They haul ass into the house and realize, oh shit, there's a way they can still get into the house from the basement. They go down to the basement, see this thing's breaking through there. They run up the stairs, see this thing going, and then they shut the door, and that's where the video ends. It's just banging on the door.
Crackhead.
That's crackhead.
That's crackhead. So? Spencer crackhead. Jumped.
Yeah, Spencer did jump.
That's not even the scariest thing I've seen.
I just didn't like it when I saw the fucking thing coming up the stairs.
I'll show you one more thing before we leave.
Oh, please, yeah.
It's on
right before I go spend, you go into the woods.
Yeah, right before I spend fucking 3 days backpacking. Nothing.
You're going into the woods?
Fuck, yeah.
No.
Listen, we park, and then we have to walk 12 miles to our fucking camping
That's
site.
Terrible.
Why would you do that?
It's called backpacking. Because he's insane. It's fun. Because I didn't think you would show me these fucking videos, Ricky. Because
he has so much white privilege, he has to go into the fucking woods to live like a poor.
I gotta live poor to feel better than myself.
I like the natural boudets. I just get in the fucking
the natural
lake and scrub my ass. Yeah.
The fish licks his ass. You know?
No, a sucker fish.
Ooh, what if it gets stuck?
It's a baby Jacula.
He's gonna find Jacula.
Every time we have them on, everything comes full circle. It's beautiful.
We're professionals. Don't try this at
home. Yeah, right. Don't try this
at home. We literally got asked to be on a fucking comedy club, apparently, that's coming out in Bay City.
Oh, really?
On Columbus Street, yeah. Our friend Classy Matt is what we call him. He's like, you guys ever think about doing a live show? I thought he meant like live stream show. Yeah.
No, and like we do. Like we've done.
Yeah. And I was like, well, we've tossed around. He's like, no, I'm talking about they're doing this, making this comedy club for upcoming comics and shit.
Nice.
In Bay City. And he's like, you guys could show up and do a live show. I think people would show up. He's like, I'm part of everything. He's like, I promote it. I'm like, I don't think we're that funny to fucking do a live show. But...
I think you're that funny.
But right.
Maybe. We could do it all together to start it out. Because, like, we don't do it in a comedy club. We do it in the back of a bowling alley. So it's a little bit nicer.
No, it's a bar more than it is a bowling alley.
Yeah, bar, bowling alley. But, I mean, it's not the critiquiness of a comedy club, you know?
Yeah, like, the thing is, like a comedy club thing. Yeah.
People just try to read me to filth, and I fire back.
It'd be fun. So. Yeah, but that's what they expect. It's a comedy club.
Is that a thing?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Have you not seen
Matt
what you
Rife's
do.
Entire
yeah,
career?
Oh, my. That's what I'm saying. He tells one...
I love Matt Rife, but that's most of his career.
Yeah, he tells one joke, and then no one will say anything. He goes, what'd you just say? And then he'll just start
Before or after he got veneers?
After.
He got veneers?
Oh, yeah. Have you ever seen his young self?
His whole jaw is not the same person.
No. He paid
I've seen
for
those ads.
He
at least
the
he
chewy
still
thing.
Looks pretty. Unlike Jason Mewes, who got veneers and now his face is weird.
Well.
Yeah. But, I mean, heroin does that.
Yeah. Well, I watch him on Twitch play Fortnite.
That's one of my favorite podcasts, Jay and Silent Bob Get Old. Tiffany bought tickets. We went down to the Fillmore and saw them live.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, that was phenomenal. There's a live podcast that filled the Fillmore. Why can't we go to a comedy club? You know what I mean? Now, granted, we're not Kevin Smith and Jason Mewes, but we're funny.
I'm funny on occasion. I have my moments.
Well, we'll see with this last call story that you're going to do.
Oh, shit. Is it that time, eh? Da-dang, dang, dang, da-dang.
Last call for alcohol.
Call for alcohol this evening. Drink up, drink up, drink up, and order again. This is the last call for alcohol.
Well, on this last call sheet that I have, absolutely nobody gave
nobody
me a
wrote
word.
Anything down. Shit. Well, I guess Spencer, you're first. Your name's first.
What?
Your name's
I'll go first.
First.
Fuck it.
Oh, Eric will
okay.
go first.
Please
right.
do.
So, 1 year I came home for Christmas when I was living in Georgia, and the night before I was supposed to leave, we had a wrestling show with all my friends. You're like, oh, you're in town, fucking we'll have you on the show. We had the wrestling show, I bumped on some barbed wire, did some shit, and then we left and we went to the Green Hut. So
nice.
We went to the Green Hut and got fucking obliterated. Like, I had Flaming Dr. Peppers, I don't know what they are. They were delicious.
Nice.
But fucking the dude that owed you money was the one that was hanging along with a couple of, with Cody Kelly. And some other people that we know.
Oh yeah,
it's crazy. You're buying Eric drinks when you still owe me $3,000.
This was forever ago. This might have been before The Ring, to be honest with you.
I think it was.
But anyway, we're doing shots, fucking drinking, doing all this shit, whatever the fuck. Home, dude, my boy goes to do fucking karaoke and falls off the stool.
Oh no!
He like sits on it, whatever. So I get home. I'm literally supposed to fly to Georgia. I have a flight at like 10:30 in the morning.
Oh shit!
The next day, I get home and I fucking wander through the door and I make like two steps and I fall. And my mom has already packed my suitcase for me, done all this shit for me to be fucking super cool, whatever. I fall on the floor and my dad looks at me and goes, he is fucking drunk as shit. And I'm literally like, no, whatever. My mom's just fucking blah, 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 going off a bunch of shit. I literally army crawled all the way to my fucking bedroom, crawled up in the bed. My mom wakes me up from my flight and I roll over. I'm like, I'm dead. Nothing is happening. I'm not sure whatever to do right now. I just rolled asleep. My mom was cool enough to pay for me to go on a later flight.
Oh, shit.
She still holds over my head to this day.
Yeah, as she should.
Yeah. And then, like, treated me like I was grounded, like I was fucking 14. So, like, the two extra days I was home, I couldn't see no friends.
Oh, man.
I couldn't see nobody before I went back to Georgia or nothing. All because, like, I just got fucking blasted and was hung over to shit. But yeah, that's my story.
That's awesome. So you were talking about karaoke. We were out at the log cabin in Freeland. I was with my buddy Matt Takar, who's at our live show there, and then Nick, who used to play D&D with us.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So Nick, Matt, and I are out at the log cabin, and it was in the summer, so they were doing karaoke outside on their deck area in the back portion back there, and I was like, oh fuck yeah. So I went out and I signed up for my song, and I was gonna sing Queen, Somebody to Love. I only know like two
good songs.
I cried to that song.
Oh really?
Yeah, remember the show? It was the acapella show that MTV had. I think it was MTV. It was acapella. Where Pentatonix.
The competition. Yeah,
there was a group on there that sang that song, and I was high as fuck off some edibles. And the dude was fucking hitting notes and shit. I'm like, this man's killing it. This man, oh yeah, I cried my face off.
That's
anyway. Awesome.
So I signed up for the song. We go get drinks. We're hanging out. There are a couple other people before me, and then the DJ guy's like, I'm going to need Eddie to come up here. Eddie's going to sing a little Queen for you. And so I go walking up there. And out of the corner of my eye, I see this massive, like, rock-looking fucking dude, bald head, just huge, muscle, scary biker guy. And he comes fucking right for me, walking right at me. He gets right up in my face, and he goes, I fucking love Queen. And he's poking me in the chest, and he goes, don't fuck this up. And then walks away.
Damn.
And I was like, I've never met this dude. I don't know who this dude is, anything. And I'm just like, and he goes, bing, anybody? And I was like, oh, and I start singing, and I get through the song or whatever, and homeboy fucking walks back up to me, and he goes, great fucking job. He goes, I was like, oh my God, thank you. He's like, my name's Dozer. And he shakes my hand.
Of course it is.
And I was like, fuck yeah. He goes, your drinks are on me tonight.
Nice.
Like, fuck yeah. So yeah. I partied with Dozer and his biker crew. Yep.
Dozer, built like a fucking washing machine.
Oh, yeah, dude. Yeah. That was a fantastic night.
That's awesome.
Woo! I thought I was going to die. Yeah.
Man, good for that biker guy to like Queen, too.
Yeah.
Way to break stereotypes, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
Speaking of bars, I got one that started. Well, it was Hayden's bachelor party. Hayden that we've had on the show before.
Yeah.
So we didn't tell him this, but it was his bachelor party that day, right? So I picked up a suitcase from his wife the day before. And we go and we're like, hey, we're going golfing this day. Okay? So he gets married in about a month or whatever. So we start out in the morning at about 7 o'clock in the morning getting hammered on a golf course. And all of a sudden it's time. We finished and it's time to go home, basically. So we're like, hey, let's go grab some grub. My other buddy's driving. It was just me, Hayden, and then our other buddy, Jake. And Jake starts driving north, and he kept going. Hayden goes, man, where the fuck are we going? It's like, hey, don't worry about it. You know, we just kept going. Finally, we got to the Airbnb, and there was like 10 other people there, everybody in the party. And they were just like, hey, you're fucking staying. And he was like, what? He's like, fuck no, I got. And we're just like, don't worry about it. It was fake plans. Your wife made fake plans. The calendar spoke. They're fake.
Nice.
And so we started there. And then we went to a bar up there, and it's called Sporty's.
Oh, in Pinconning.
Yeah. So we went to Sporty's.
My son, his mom and them live like a mile away from that place. Oh, really? Pass it all the time.
Oh,
yeah.
Nice.
Fucking
yeah.
love Sporty's.
Oh,
man.
Sporty's
Their
is great.
Their burgers are bomb.
So we're getting hammered there, and everybody's getting hammered. I'm drinking cherry wheats on tap. So it was in a glass.
I don't mess with cherry wheats.
So there's a perfectly good bathroom at Sporty's. And I'm already hammered at this point. So I go outside to take a piss every fucking time. Everybody's like, hey, we got to go take a piss. So we all walk outside, right? I kept going out with my beer. I was so drunk, I didn't know I was pissing right on, what is that, 13 or 15? One of them. Right? 13. So I'm pissing right on 13, and I didn't even fucking realize it because I'm so hammered and I don't know where we are. Later to find out it was Sporty's, but I didn't know it was Sporty's at the time. So we kept going out, Finally, the bartender was like, hey, you can't go out with glass as I'm walking out. And I'm like, oh, no, that's weird. And I just kept walking. Went out there with glass. So we decided to go behind the building because another buddy told me, he's like, hey, you're pissing on 13. I'm like, oh, shit. So we went and go, it's so pitch black out, right, that I'm walking with Dennis.
Yeah.
And we fall into a fucking ditch. Into a goddamn ditch.
Oh, damn. I was hoping he was going to be on the show today. Continue.
Oh, I'm sorry. But I was pulling Dennis out, and he lost his flip-flop. So I'm trying to be a good guy. I was like, I'll fucking go find it. So I was like digging for it in this muddy ditch. And then we went to three different bars covered in mud, right?
Oh, shit.
Yep, covered in mud. We were playing euchre. People were like looking at us weird. And I'm like, fuck you, man. This is not me. You know, all that shit. We get in the car.
I
pass out on the way back to the Airbnb. And Hayden, the guy who's getting married, I wake up in his arms. He's carrying me like his new bride into the Airbnb. And I look at him. I'm like, oh, Hayden. And I rip ass. Like, as he's carrying me. And he goes, did you just fucking fart on me as he's carrying me? I'm like, I did. And I'm like holding on to him. Like, I'm like right here. I was like, oh, I did. Yeah. I did do that. Sat me on the couch. I passed out. And then I woke up to all my friends hitting the table and shouting, titty bar. Titty bar, titty bar. And I woke up and I was like, are we going to a fucking titty bar? And they were like, yeah. And I was like, all right, shit. That's my story. That's
nice.
<it.
laughs>
Yeah.
That was a fantastic story.
Yeah, yeah.
Hey, will you do me a favor?
Grab your beer.
Yeah, and a Coors for Eric, please.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, it's a baby.
He said he wanted a water, so we figured we'd give him a Coors.
Yeah, no shit, right. Surprised he didn't say horse piss, you know? So?
I'd take some of your finest horse piss, sir.
I'm ready to laugh. Give me your last call.
I'm real bad at these because I'm lame. Because I don't.
You're not lame.
I don't do a lot of drugs or drinking or anything like that
anymore.
I don't need to hear what happened to you last week.
I used to.
Yeah.
I used to do drugs. I still do, but I used to too. Thank you, Mitch Hedberg.
Yep, dude. I fucking love Mitch Hedberg. Rest in peace, baby.
We saw him right before he died.
We did.
Did you really?
Yeah. We sat with Stephen Lynch together.
Yeah. Oh shit. Yeah. That's my cousin.
That's my biggest claim to fame, that we saw Mitch Hedberg before he passed.
Yeah.
let's see here. I can tell you a story about my 21st birthday of... Oh, no.
Yeah.
The day that we woke up that guy when we were singing karaoke for your going away party. You were there for that, weren't you? But this is a different time.
This might be the darkest timeline.
It's probably one of them parallel universes that the fucking things...
You know what? Maybe this was... No, this was after my 21st birthday. Maybe it was the same day. They blurred together because I'm old now.
Understandable.
I went out and I made, because I was at my prime drinking at that point in time, even before I hit 21, because that's the way it works here in America.
I am drunken prime.
Yeah. And I made the dumb...
chug slurp.
I made the... I don't know. I told one of my coworkers, I'm like, ain't no way you're going to be able to get me drunk. I drink so much, there's ain't no way.
Yep. Challenge accepted.
Challenge was accepted. Challenge was very much succeeded after the first bar that we went to, and she went to four other ones after that. What the fuck, Hetty?
That's burnt. That's fine.
What the fuck?
No, you're not supposed to stop. You just carry on.
Didn't you see him take that shot of tequila?
Ignore the hat. Yeah, it's the same. I was like, tequila's still in my bag. I don't know why he's gagging on this fucking goddamn...
Burnt cartridge.
Where was I? Oh,
that
so...
That dick's like a Dracula's bag.
What's his name again? Jacula?
Dick sucking Dracula. I feel Jacula. Like I like that better. Jacula, yeah.
Fucking Jacula's bad.
But it's with a silent D. like Django, Dracula. Yeah.
Replace the R with a J.
I like we looked at it like, yeah, fucking, that was the way it's always should have been. What the fuck?
Yeah. All
right. What'd you hit me for?
Huh?
You fucking hit me.
Yeah, I just have inklings, man. I slapped your titty before I had to hit you. Don't worry about it. Anyway, continue.
You going camping with all dudes?
Yep.
Make sure you arch your back, bud. You would be the bottom in this situation.
Tattoo your taint, bud. Fuck you.
Are we going to do this?
No, please don't. You could absolutely wreck me. I'm not prepared. I'm not prepared for that. Wait for the comedy club. Fuck that. Jesus.
I'm like, are we going to do it?
No.
I'm very excited.
No,
let's go.
That's wait, like, that, we had his son. We had his son on the podcast, and out of nowhere, he just goes, hey, Spencer. I'm like, yeah. He goes, you want to fight? I'm like, what the fuck? And he starts coming at me with some fucking shit. I was like, ah, dog, what the fuck? He's like, yeah, you fuck piece of shit. Yeah. No, I'm just kidding.
My bark is definitely worse than my bite, but Eric's bite is worse than his bark. So this is why we're one of us.
So,
is
so
get
your bark
trouble.
Is like, you know, walking at a fucking cleaning robot and going, yeah, fuck yeah.
No, I can read somebody to filth to the point where they're just going to be like, this we're going to fight. And then Eric will have to swing on them sometimes. Anyway.
I'm the one that doesn't say anything and lets that shit build. Yeah. And then I blow up on you. Yeah. And then he's the one that has to pull me off. While I'm fucking,
yeah, just seeing red. Yeah.
That's why we have the Cancer-Taurus combo.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, exactly.
Just
going to
climb a clock tower with a few Uzis one day.
Cancer-Taurus, what is your... You're an Aries, aren't you?
Leo.
You're a Leo.
I am the royal lion.
I'm an Aries.
You're the Aries? That's
why. He's the one who wants
that's
to fight
people.
That's
why we get along weird, but that's okay. Oh. It's a love-hate relationship between us, I feel.
Oh, okay. I didn't know you hated me.
Tiffany's an Aries,
Spencer's
too.
Spencer's heart just broke.
Yeah, it really did. It really did, because you know what? I thoroughly enjoy
like,
you. Now.
Yeah, he was like, oh, you hate... Oh,
no, I just mean, like, astrological signs.
Yeah,
like,
you're just no, like, no, you, no, it's okay. Like, it just makes sense that I fucking hate you.
Water and fire, okay? It's the way it works.
I know.
I'm the queen of the water signs, okay?
You should have just kept that to yourself. Because now I'm gonna go up to clear my head and camp it, and all I can think about is being, damn. Ricky hates me, man.
Do you want me to suck your dick before you leave?
No.
Is that what's happening?
How about a
I know. I do. Continue with your last call story.
Who the fuck is that? Is that Madison?
Oh, I was like, what the fuck are you eating? Oh, yeah. Do you want to try some? We have another sponsor. I want that kettle corn. We've got some strawberry cheesecake popcorn.
Oh, damn. Yeah.
Yeah. Try the really strawberry good. Cheesecake popcorn.
I heard kettle corn and I got excited. I have a fake tooth now. Let's go.
Nice.
It's really good. I've been munching on it all day.
Oh, yeah.
That's strawberry cheesecake, all right?
Yeah, sure. Yeah. They do phenomenal work.
You know what it kind of tastes like? What's the... Oh, God. The Pink Monster cereal? Frankenberry? Frankenberry.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's like Frankenberry and popcorn.
Yeah. It's so good.
Bro, Frankenberry and popcorn would be a bomb ass mix.
Right?
Yes, it would. It's like a. Never mind.
It's that kind of homemade shit you sneak into the movie theater.
Yeah. This is a way better conversation than with my 21st birthday
story. Oh, yeah, that's right. Your last call story. Sorry, go ahead.
No, this is way better. Because I don't remember. I had like 4 car bombs in the first bar that we were at,
mm-hmm.
which I don't think you can say anymore. I think that's.
Wait, what?
How can you not say car bomb?
Irish car bomb?
Yeah, I don't think you're supposed to say
why?
Stuff.
Dude, that's you're not supposed to say anything anymore. Fuck that. Irish car bomb. Like,
I'm not going
to
say it.
You know what? You're offending me by saying you're not allowed to say it.
I'm Irish.
Have you read what that is, though?
An Irish
no.
car bomb?
Yeah, it's Guinness, Jameson, and fucking
no. Okay. Anyway, I had the drink formerly known as the Irish car bomb. Now
what
I don't
is
know
it
what
now?
It is. I don't fucking
a
know.
Symbol.
It's a car bomb.
A thimble, you said?
No, a symbol. Like no. Prince. The artist formerly known as Prince.
It's just like
ever
the
since
red
Prince
X.
turned himself into a symbol. Now this shit seems to just... Yeah, sorry.
Anyway,
Eminem.
So I had like 4 or 5 of those, and we had to walk. This is on Columbus here in Bay City.
Yeah.
So there's like that 4 or 5 block stretch where all the bars are.
Mm-hmm.
You're and not we supposed up... to say that anymore.
Why?
Columbus.
Is that... Well.
I'm just giving you
Christopher
shit.
Columbus
sorry.
Had syphilis, and he fucked a llama. The end.
That's actually pretty baller.
That's where
not
it's
a bad way
from.
To
How
die.
Is that a baller?
Like, hey, man.
Yo,
hey, man.
You got a
I don't
brain
mean,
disease.
What I'm
and
trying
you
to get at is that Columbus status. You feel me, dog? 1,000. I'm so. I'm trying to fuck around and just get with that llama. I'm going to get in that llama's guts and be like, you hear me?
I'd be like, llama. I'm not a giraffe pussy.
Yeah.
That's exactly what Eddie just said.
Yeah. He's what like, man, that's cool as fuck.
What? That's the crazy. Rest of the shit
that's,
is awful.
That's the name of the fucking thing is Eddie wants to fuck a llama. That's what it is.
They're so soft.
Llama.
I guess they'll spit on it for you.
Fucking goddamn Jack Vampire is fucking pissed off. Goddamn llama. We beefing now. Llama, llama, red pajama, we coming for you, nigga. It's us, fresh now.
That was fantastic.
No cap.
Your inner hoochie daddy's llama coming out. We gotta wrap this up.
I'm gonna tell that llama to get the fuck out of here. Llama
so,
knows.
So Rich, that's way funnier because all that happened is we ended up walking to the very last bar. I decided that I was fine, but I wasn't fine. And I fell into a bush and started beating the bush's ass. Because
that sounds like a good Friday night.
Yeah, I was just like, fuck you. Who the fuck you think you are? And I started swinging on this motherfucker.
The my friend was like, why are you punching me in the crotch?
Someday, about 20 years from now, I will realize that's just not the world for me. Anyway, pew! Cut to me beating the fuck... Ew, I spit on your microphone.
Worse has been done.
Yeah.
That's why it's got the pop filter.
Well, yeah, I guess
Ricky's a llama.
I guess...
Wait, do you have the one with a hole
in it? Is that
why
this one has a hole in it?
Yeah, don't touch that one.
Is that... I don't like to make fun of people.
It's a very small hole, I know.
But
I don't like to make waste. Just know.
Well, the joke's there. Anyway, I beat the fuck out of this person's bush, freezing. Nice. And then the lights turned on, and my friend's like, you're beating the fuck out of some bush, not a person. And I'm like, fuck them! They don't even fucking know! I was like, all right. And then they pulled me up, and then they were like, we're just going to go. And then I sang karaoke, and I sang Faith by George Michael, but it was the Limp Bizkit version.
Oh, yeah.
And
I
did the scream thing. I can't do anymore because I probably popped my lungs at some point.
Was that when we went to where that Jamie worked at?
That okay, maybe these are two stories I've combined.
I've done that before.
I remember
that's fine.
Going to the...
And the guy came down, he's like, what the fuck was that? What you gotta do? Waking me up out my goddamn bed.
What's the name of the fucking bar, though? It's on Farragut in the South Street. End. Oh, like, how Farragut has that whole strip of bars. It's so closer to the fucking Columbus area.
Jimmy Four Aces?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yes. And your old manager from FYE.
I got two last calls.
I was
from
not
that bar.
Fucking, I was not old enough, but they said, fuck it. Yeah. Because they made a shot up. It was like fucking Tabasco and fucking vodka and pineapple juice or something.
Oh, shit.
It was good as fuck, but I was wrecked.
That sounds good.
Yeah, I don't see. Yeah, this whole conversation we had about you spitting on a llama spitting on your dick is way funnier. This is where I'm good at, like, I'll just go with the flow. My stories aren't funny. What I say is funny. So let's go. We could do this live show thing. Like, we could do it.
Yeah, see?
Because then somebody would be like, hey, fuck you. And I'd be like, all right.
Hey, give me another 34 minutes till I'm off stage.
I'm sorry. What are you, an Aries? Yeah, fuck you, bud. I hate you.
Yeah. Water and fire? You're going to put me out, girl.
Yeah, bitch, call me Airbender. I'm about to wreck your shit up. Yeah. I thought it was funny. It was funny in my head. Water, what? Fire,
I was saying,
Airbender.
Make sure you give Spencer a hug before you leave. You fucking
yeah, you know I don't actually. You, don't
you were like, you were like, you said it and you went, damn.
Yep, and that's what'll happen at the live show. So everybody come out Friday, May 3rd at Pintown. This has been a fantastic time. Thank you guys so much for coming on the show. Wine a Range of Conversations, Mighty Morphin Millennial Rangers. Check them out, YouTube and Spotify and all those great places.
Take them down to Pintown.
Yeah, baby. You can find us on Facebook, the 989.network, bbbbabble.com, wackpodcast.com, wacpodcast.com. And you can find Rick. He is not charted.
Yeah. I'm not charted at all my socials. Eric is _Eric____989. So we're doing this on here. I just made the wider range. Huh?
So we have the YouTube now.
Yeah. I was just going to say, I just made the YouTube channel today that we're going to add some stuff to. I just have reaction videos to me watching scary shit, which I want to freak Spencer out with.
You might.
Yeah.
And
on Discord.
Well, right now, actually. I'm going to make you watch the thing I watched because I was just like, God damn! But there's that. And now, yeah, might even for Millennial Rangers. I want to get more stuff for that down the road. To be continued.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, thank you guys again so much. As Ernest Hemingway said, always do sober what you said you'd do drunk.
I drank my drink.
Cheers.
I lost my sandal.
Did you enjoy this episode? Then check out more at 99.network, Mid-Michigan's premier podcast network.
Jacula in your face.
Give me the knife.
I jumped because you jumped.
What happened?
They'll show it again. That's the one that scared the piss out of me when I was recording.
Someone appears to jump right into the motorcycle's path, but when the rider looks back, there's no one there.
Weird.
But it gets even weirder, because the motorcycle rider claims that whoever this was, they didn't appear to have a face. Blur. Now many locals believe that the rider saw the ghost of someone who passed away on the dangerous road.
Where's this
but
at?
If this wasn't
someplace in Taiwan,
then just what happened here? Let me know.
That's
what
crazy.
Think. Open house.
Oh, that's been on TikTok everywhere, if you haven't seen. You're not on creepy TikToks like I am. Mine always show up.
That's my fucking algorithm.
Let's find out what my algorithm was, the first thing that's going to pop up on here.
Hello, Mother. I just wanted to let you know that you're not going to adopt.
Oh, damn. I have lots of shit that's happening.
Oh, shit. Damn, recording still.